Savitri, Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day, Canto 1, The Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation, page 693 to top of page 695. But knowledge too is thine, the world plan thou knowest, and the tardy process of the pace of time, in the impetuous drive of thy heart of flame, in thy passion to deliver man and earth, indignant at the impediments of time and the slow evolution's sluggard steps. Lead not the spirit in an ignorant world to dare too soon the adventure of the light, pushing the bound and the slumbering God in man, awakened mid the ineffable silences into endless vistas of the unknown and unseen, across the last confines of the limiting mind and the superconscient's perilous borderline into the danger of the infinite. But if thou wilt not wait for time and God, do then thy work and force thy will on fate. As I have taken from thee, my Lord of Night, and taken from thee my twilight's doubts and dreams, so now I take my light of utter day. These are my symbol kingdoms, but not here can the great choice be made that fixes fate, or uttered the sanction of the voice supreme. Arise upon a ladder of greater worlds, to the infinity where no world can be, but not in the wide air where a greater life uplifts its mystery and its miracle, and not on the luminous peaks of summit mind, or in the hold where subtle matter spirit hides in its light of shimmering secrecies. Can there be heard the eternal's firm command that joins the head of destiny to its base? These only are the mediating links, not theirs is the originating site, nor the fulfilling act or last support that bears perpetually the cosmic pile. Two are the powers that hold the ends of time. Spirit foresees, matter unfolds its thought, the dumb executor of God's decrees, omitting no iota and no dot, agent unquestioning, inconscient, stark, evolving inevitably a charged content, intention of his force in time and space, in animate beings and inanimate things. Immutably it fulfills its ordered task. It cancels not a little of things done. Unswerving from the oracular command, it alters not the steps of the unseen. If thou must indeed deliver man and earth on the spiritual heights, look down on life, discover the truth of God and man and world, then do thy task, knowing and seeing all.